All right, welcome to Brighton Broadcast News for Thursday, August 17th, 2023. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. The interview today is with Pastor Leon Benjamin, who's just an extraordinary man, an amazing individual, and he's got a powerful message of courage and strength and faith for America. I love this guy, and I always love interviewing him, and I think you're going to love it too. It will leave you feeling really inspired, by the way, which is good because the topic today is not great news, which we'll get to in a second. 10 signs that things in America have reached a breaking point. That's the main focus today. I also want to mention upcoming interviews over the next several days with Michael Yon and Vander Steele, and also Canadian freedom activist Chris Sky. So all those interviews slated to come out shortly, and you won't want to miss those. Also want to mention two solutions right up front here. First of all, at healthrangerstore.com, we are introducing now today our own brand of N-acetylcysteine, NAC. And you know how valuable NAC is by the fact that Amazon.com yanked it and stopped selling it. In fact, a lot of retailers stopped selling it because, well, you know, the powers that be don't want people to have NAC. I wonder why that could be. Now, we don't sell ivermectin, but I can tell you the reason that they don't want you to have ivermectin is because ivermectin works. But we do have NAC, and it's available today. Starting today, healthrangerstore.com. Just search for NAC, and you'll find that. And, of course, it's lab-tested, like everything we sell, for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and more. And we're adding atrazine testing. The other thing I want to mention solution-wise is the satellite phone store, because a lot of people in the fires in Maui were left without a means of communication. And right now, in fact, many people with satellite phones are in Maui, in the Lahaina area, sadly, working through the rubble and identifying more bodies of victims, sadly. And they're using satellite phones and bivy sticks, a satellite communication, in order to have a means of communication. And it's working for them. And a satellite phone store routinely donates services and hardware to rescue operations, including in this case as well. And it looks like I'll be interviewing one of the individuals who's part of that rescue operation using satellite phones. We're working on scheduling that right now. But if you want to get your satellite phones squared away, just go to SAT123.com and you can find the sat phones and the bivy sticks, which is the two-way satellite text messaging devices. They are available right now, SAT123.com. Now, there's a lot of crazy news to cover today before we get to the main topic here, but I had to start out with this story from Summit News, Steve Watson and Paul Joseph Watson's website. Minneapolis Arts Center slammed for encouraging, quote, family-friendly demon summoning, with a subhead that says families are invited to create a vessel to trap the demon. So Alpha News reported that the Walker Arts Center held a pagan ritual geared toward families last weekend with a performance called Lilith, the Empathetic Demon. Playful demon summoning session for families. It says demons have a bad, this is the website. It says demons have a bad reputation, but maybe we're just not very good at getting to know them. I mean, seriously, this is what they're doing now for families and children. Families are invited to create a vessel to trap the demon that knows them best. Perhaps the demon of overthinking, and then participate in a playful ceremony to summon and befriend their demon. How to trap a demon 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Apparently, you only need 5 hours to learn how to trap the demons. If we could trap demons, I would have Hillary Clinton in a mason jar. I mean, seriously, if we could trap demons, man, there'd be no more Democrats left. I wish we could just trap demons like that, like Ghostbusters. And have like a ectoplasm vacuum backpack version. Just run around New York City sucking demons into the ectoplasm trap. There'd be almost nobody left in New York City. But this is what's happening to America. They're actually teaching children and families how to summon demons. Wow. And now continuing our coverage of the Lahaina fires on Maui. This is from 100% Fed Up. And there's a video here. Maui resident told media outlets they were beating the fires until the water was turned off. And after the water went out, there was nothing they could do. A tree fell over, hit the power lines. That's what started the fire, says this one resident. He's talking about the fires right next to him. He said he and his neighbors fought all day to keep the fires at bay. We had a hard time holding it back, but we're still winning the game. And then the water turned off. And then there wasn't anything that we could do. The firefighters working to contain the inferno reported similar accounts of the water shutting off. There's just no water in the hydrants, said one of the firefighters on duty. Can you hear my dog hyperventilating in the background? I did mention this yesterday, but I thought I would revisit it. Quote, even the firemen that were patrolling couldn't refill their trucks. So, you know, there you go. And then we found out that Hawaii's Governor Green had signed an executive order for an anti-housing proclamation. Seems like just days or weeks ago, setting up conditions so that Hawaii could seize the land of Lahaina. And it's so crazy what Governor Green is trying to do that even the Sierra Club of Hawaii put out a press release opposing it. Here's the headline if you want to look it up yourself. Governor Green's anti-housing proclamation threatens Aina culture, Kama'aina, and the future of our Keiki. Kama'aina meaning, I think, locals, the local people. This press release talks about the governor's use of his emergency powers to pull an end run around the legislative process to adopt a repeatedly rejected policy involving housing and developers and so on, that would harm our food security, public trust resources, cultural practices, climate resilience, and local economy, clearly indicates how the narrow-minded, profit-focused developer lobby has captured the governor's ear. See, this is all about building multi-million-dollar high-rise, you know, condos and whatever to make a lot of money, and taking people's land in order to do that. You know you've gone off the rails when the Sierra Club is fighting your policies as being too crazy. And I remind people in Hawaii, you know, if you don't want tyranny, you probably shouldn't vote for it. You keep voting Democrats into power, this is exactly what you're going to get. I mean, it's cause and effect. If you keep voting criminals into power, criminal tyrants and authoritarians, you're going to get eminent domain land seizures. You're going to get your towns burned to the ground, and sadly, horrifyingly, your children burn to death as the government calls off the fire department, shuts off the water, shuts off the sirens, shuts off the roads, blocks the roads so you can't escape, and then tells you, if you survive, yeah, get out because we're going to seize your land because we're the government of Hawaii, the occupying enemy forces that are still claiming Hawaii as a part of the U.S. empire. And then remember how I'm warning about the sabotage operations targeting America's infrastructure? And how yesterday I was talking about how the terrorist government is running a scorched earth policy as a war against the people of America? Well, we have more news of that today, in this case from J.D. Rucker, thelibertydaily.com. America under attack. Massive blaze in Pensacola marks the 9th recycling plant fire in the first half of August alone. What? What? 9 recycling plants have gone up in flames in the first 2 weeks of August. And in fact, we've got the list here. Vinton, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Oakland, California, Brockton, Massachusetts, Houston, Texas, Glendale, Arizona, Boston, Massachusetts, and now Pensacola, Florida. What? Why are recycling plants being burned down? Have you noticed the pattern of the food facilities being burned down and the refineries and fossil fuel facilities being hit? And now recycling plants? I mean, what's next? They're just going to start burning the grocery stores? What's going on? Things are getting crazy. We are living in a war zone, as I've been mentioning here quite a bit, if you haven't noticed. It's true. And as I'm saying in today's broadcast, the main point here, 10 signs that things in America have reached a breaking point. I'm going to go over those 10 things, but I need to preface that by saying I'm convinced we're past the tipping point. We're past the point of no return. There's no saving America, bringing it back to what it was without a crash and burn scenario. I mean, there's a rebuilding on the other side of that. You know, I mean, the continental United States isn't going to vanish from the map. It's still here. But the America that you and I grew up in, that we once knew, it's history. It's gone. It's never coming back. We don't have the ethics anymore as a country, the morality, the people, the intelligence, the education. You know, I mean, in fact, let's go to point number one here. 10 signs. Point number one is that the lawless Democrats are drunk with power and they're making a mockery of the rule of law in their desperate attempts to stop Trump. You know, charging him with all these crazy, absurd, made-up crimes. Like a felony crime you tweeted. Felony crime you reserved a meeting room with other people. Conspiracy! It's a conspiracy to reserve a meeting room. And this is completely insane. But the fact that the Democrats are willing to do this shows that there's no saving America as long as Democrats have any power role whatsoever. They are 100% incompatible with a free society. If the American people had any sense at all, they would make sure, absolutely sure, at the ballot box that no Democrat ever held power ever again in this nation. Because for Democrats to hold power is the most dangerous thing of all. Because they believe in censorship. They believe in criminalizing their political opponents. They believe in genocide. They believe in mutilating children. They believe in murder. You know, they believe in human trafficking. In fact, they try to censor the movie that exposes child sex trafficking. Democrats are incompatible with human society. They have nothing to offer a free society or a sustainable society. They are a scourge upon this earth. And they demonstrate it every day in, you know, charging Trump and 18 other people with made up felonies. Meanwhile, they ignore, you know, years of Hillary Clinton and all these other Democrats that are questioning the 2016 election. I mean, how many times did people question the 2016 election? I mean, I've got a story here from Breitbart.com. Democrats denied election results 150 times before Trump was indicted for challenging the election. In fact, I'm going to play just maybe a minute of a video, but there's 10 minutes of video of Democrats denying election results, including the 2000 election. And of course, those Democrats never got criminally charged. And the Democrat voters never said that these people should go to jail. Because it's always okay, from their point of view, to question the results when a Republican wins. But it's never okay. In fact, they say it's a crime to question elections when a Democrat wins. But give this a listen. Just maybe about a minute of Democrats denying election results.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's a real thing.
That's what I'm scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
He is an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election. And he was put in office because of Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
Yeah, of course, now we know in retrospect that the entire Russia collusion hoax was masterminded by Hillary Clinton and her lackeys and deep state, you know, acolytes. They engineered the entire thing. And then they projected onto Trump what they themselves would do, that they themselves are illegitimate, that they steal elections. They always project onto Republicans what they do. I mean, making a mockery of the democratic process. So the fact that Trump and others are now being charged in Fulton County, Georgia, where, if you recall, they had the, you know, the mysterious water leak on election night, and they shut it down for hours because of a water line leak. Yeah, all made up. All they were doing was stuffing ballots into the machines, rerunning the same ballots over and over again. They were stealing the election, and they were using a water leak as the cover story. It's so blatant. It's so obvious. It's so criminal. And frankly, more and more American people are seeing it now because they're realizing that if the Democrats actually had legitimately won the election, if Joe Biden was actually the most popular president in the voting history of America, as they claim, then they would have nothing to fear from allowing Trump to run against Biden. They would have nothing to fear. I mean, if everything's so great and the American people are so happy and so free and so wealthy and food is so affordable and everything's going so great, I mean, Joe Biden should be even more popular in 2024 than he supposedly was in 2020, right? But no, they have to try to imprison Trump because they know Trump will pound Joe Biden into the dirt, politically speaking, if an election were held right now. So this, the desperation of the Democrats is just waking people up to how dangerous the Democrats really are. You know, it's quite sickening and a little scary, actually, to see. All right, point number two in this list is that America's cities are collapsing into mass violence, mental illness, shoplifting, and ruin. And you've probably seen that as well. I mean, this is in the news every single day. In fact, the cities, some cities are so, I mean, such a disaster. America looks like a third world nation in many, many cities now. But San Francisco is in such decline that there's a company that actually offers a walking tour of the collapse of San Francisco. It's called the Downtown Doom Loop Walking Tour. I didn't even name that. But we're going to give them some free publicity. Not that they need it. All the tickets are already sold out. But this tour invites people to, quote, discover the policy choices that made America's wealthiest city the nation's innovative leader of housing crisis, addiction crisis, mental health crisis, and unrepentant crime crisis. It's happening Saturday, August 26th, and it's already sold out. I just wonder, are they going to have security with them? I mean, are they going to bring, you know, law enforcement or somebody with some guns or something? Like private security guards? Because I'm not sure I would want to walk through the worst parts of San Francisco as part of a tour group, almost kind of just begging to get stabbed or shot or robbed or looted. I mean, you might become part of the decline of San Francisco. The promotional page for the tour says, "You will find no better expert. Your guide is an urban policy professional, card-carrying city commissioner, overseeing a municipal department with an annual budget of over $500 million, and co-founder of San Francisco's largest neighborhood association. He has spent hundreds of hours on both sides of the government dais, shouting into the opposite abyss." All right. Okay, the tour will start at City Hall and continue through Mid-Market, the Tenderloin, and Union Square. We will view the open-air drug markets, the abandoned tech offices, the outposts of the nonprofit industrial complex, and the deserted department stores. This is San Francisco, and as I am going to repeat, this is what happens when you vote for Democrats. This is what you get. You vote for tyranny, you get tyranny. You vote for collapse, you get collapse. You vote for Democrats, you're voting for tyranny and collapse. And so, hey, maybe this is the new economy of cities like Chicago, New York City, you know, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland. Maybe they can give tours even from tourists from all over the world, Japanese tourists might come in and marvel at the collapse of the nation that once conquered the Japanese Empire. I mean, seriously, America defeated the Japanese Empire in World War II, and now America has fallen into a third world nation, and people have had enough. And you got the flash mob shoplifting. You got the rampant violence. Let me show you another video of just how utterly insane and demonic the U.S. Empire has become. Now, regardless of what you think about the Ukraine-Russian war, Ukraine has adopted now this transgender American man pretending to be a woman as a spokesperson for Ukraine's military, apparently, or Ukraine's government. So this is a freaky, scary tranny that is lecturing the world on how evil Russia is, while transgenderism itself is an expression of Satanism. And talk about projection in this video that you're about to see. It's unbelievable. This tranny Ukrainian spokesman pretending to be a woman claims that Vladimir Putin bathes in the blood of children. I mean, this is what he says. And talk about projection, because again, you know, child trafficking is very much alive in the transgender radical left-wing communities and cults, right? Especially, you know, in the West. But they claim Putin is bathing in the blood of children. And just listen to this monster, this expression of pure Satanism, who is now an official spokesperson for the government of Ukraine, which is a puppet state for the evil empire of the United States. Check this out. Unbelievable.
If you look at Putin's mouth, you'll notice that blood drips from it. He's a vampire carrying out genocide against both Ukrainians and Russians alike. Vlad Putin bathes in the blood of innocent children and enjoys it. And this is why the dictator of the Russian Federation must be deposed, and why peace talks have to be focused on President Zelensky's 10-point peace formula and the full liberation of Ukraine.
I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, again, talk about projection. This demonic tranny spokesperson says that Putin is a vampire whose blood, whose mouth drips with the blood of children, and that he bathes in the blood of children. Again, this is exactly what the West is doing. Abortion, organ harvesting of children, genital mutilations. You talk about the blood of children. What about all the children that were burned alive in Lahaina? Huh? Government actions. Government engineered that mass murder, child sacrifice. And then these people have the gall to dress up a man as a woman, you know, violating the God's gift of manhood and womanhood, you know, violating the family, the mother and the father, and to lecture us to say that Putin is a vampire. I mean, it's almost comic book clown world of what we're looking at here. It's so far beyond ridicule, and yet they're serious about this. And remember, the trannies are going to be taking over everything in the military, in the White House, all across society if the Democrats stay in power, as they're murdering your children and burning down your infrastructure and looting your dollars through money printing and destroying your nation, overrunning your country, occupying it, and replacing you. They're going to rule you with the trannies. Rule by trannies. Tyranny by minority. And remember, tyranny is just tranny with an extra Y chromosome in it. Get it? Because that's how you spell tyranny. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised next if they roll out, you know, some kind of drag queen story time, horned demon creature to lecture us and say that Putin is a demon. I mean, it's so laughable and it's so insane. I mean, this is a monster lecturing us, claiming that Putin is a vampire. I mean, if you really want to know who the vampires are, go look at the bloodlines documented by David Icke. Because there are, throughout history, there are actual vampires. And they're not the Russians, by the way. They tend to be the people tied to, you know, the City of London, the Vatican, the British Kingdom, and the bloodlines of royalty through Western Europe that, of course, have infiltrated their way into the United States. And, you know, adrenochrome, child organ harvesting, bloodletting, all of it. I would imagine, though, soon, yeah, we're probably going to have like a drag queen spokesperson for the Pentagon telling us that Putin feeds his soldiers adrenochrome and serves them pizza. Cheese pizza. That's the secret code word. Remember, we covered that before. Cheese pizza. CP. What does that mean? Oh, child. Child. I don't even want to say it. Cheese pizza for the Russian troops. Yeah, because they're drinking the blood of children and adrenochrome. Yeah, that's probably what we're going to hear next. Because again, it's all projection. I told you we were going to see the demons just right out in front. And here we go. They've been moved into the highest positions of government and military. Straight up demons. All right, point number three of the 10 signs that America's reached a breaking point. The corporations are going insane with virtue signaling. Like now we have Skittles, you know, the candy, promoting trans Black Lives Matter. Because it's not enough to say Black Lives Matter anymore, because that's all been exposed as a giant money laundering fraud scheme. Now they have to say, it's trans Black Lives Matter. So the Federalist put out an article, Skittles panders to Black Americans while selling them prepackaged diabetes. Corporations selling harmful food products have chimed in to demonstrate their faux morality and obsession with the plight of Black America. One pack of Skittles contains 45 grams of sugar, 11 teaspoons. And of course, Black America suffers from very high rates of type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. Black Americans are 60% more likely than whites to be diagnosed with diabetes. So of course, Skittles is like, let's feed Blacks more sugar. And let's claim that Black trans lives matter. I guess I had that backwards. It's not trans Black lives matter. It's Black trans lives matter. Apparently, you got to get the order all correct. What if you said trans matter lives Black? Would that be equivalent, or is that something totally different? Black matter, trans lives. See, I mean, it almost starts to sound like poetry. This is kind of weird, twisted poetry. But this is the Mars company that makes Skittles. Trying to pull a Bud Light, basically. They're trying to pull a Target, I guess. And Target, by the way, the retailer, they've just reported their sales have plummeted because of the backlash against them selling, you know, children's swimsuits that cater to the genitalia mutilated transgender children. Apparently, Target thinks that's perfectly fine to do in America. And that's why we should continue to boycott Target and stop shopping there for as long as it takes. All right, point number four, more and more Americans are waking up to theft by inflation that's caused by Biden's never-ending money printing. And these Americans are actually very angry about it. In fact, I do have a video for you on this that I think you'll find fascinating. This is a video of mostly, I think, leftists complaining about how they can't afford to live. They can't afford food or to pay rent or anything. And they're shocked by this. They can't figure out why this is happening. Well, again, you shouldn't have voted for Democrats. If you vote for Democrats, you're going to get tyranny. you're going to get looted. But check out this video.
It's to a point where people can't live. This amounted to $100. Like, this isn't even barely anything to feed me for a couple days.
You're not budgeting your money. Oh, you're not doing this. Oh, you're buying coffee. And it's like, no, I'm literally not doing any of those things.
I live paycheck to paycheck every week because I'm trying to pay every bill that the world is throwing at me right now.
And the government's response to that is, oh, hey, everybody, aliens are real. We don't give a f- about aliens. We're trying to afford a roof over our head. I refuse to continue living my entire life like this. I'm not going to struggle my entire life.
I'm just really tired of, like, not being able to do the things that I want.
Prices on everything are up, from food, gas, rent. Instead of $60 to fill up your gas tank, it's $140. Instead of 99 cents for eggs, it's f***ing $3. Rent's going from $3,000 to $5,000. All that shit adds up, and wages aren't going up fast enough.
Wages have gone nowhere. So what did most of us have to do, myself included, with the extra $400 a month I was spending on gas? I had to use my credit cards. Even with three jobs now, I'm not even going to make a dent on those credit card bills. I seriously want to know what the end game is, because soon we're not going to have any money for anything anymore.
Well, so I thought I would cut that off right there and answer that woman's question. She says she wants to know what the end game is. Well, miss, you need to listen to my podcast, because the end game is the extermination of you and all of us by the globalists. You understand? The end game is your elimination. And you would know that if you listen to my podcast. You would know exactly what's happening, and you would have already, you know, taken some steps to avoid being utterly destroyed by the depopulation agenda and the globalist, you know, money printing scams that's causing inflation and looting the value of your dollars. You notice what all these people in this video seem to have in common is shock. I can't believe it. How did this happen? I mean, look, I'm sorry that they're experiencing this. I do feel a sense of compassion for them, but they are clueless. They don't know. They probably still don't know what's happening, which means they don't know what's coming, because what's coming is going to be so much worse than what has happened so far. There is a banking collapse that's being engineered into the system, a massive nationwide bail-in, a giant looting operation that's going to be the final theft of whatever value the dollars had left in checking accounts, savings accounts, in the stock market, in pension funds, everything else that you can imagine that's dollar denominated. It's all going toward zero. And it seems like that's happening pretty soon, by the way. And I feel sorry for those people who have no clue what's happening, who are oblivious, who are shocked by it. It seems to me like, metaphorically, these are people standing on the beach as the ocean suddenly vanishes and goes far away because a massive tidal wave is coming. And they're all looking at each other like, where'd the ocean go? And some of them are frolicking around. Look at this. We can get some seashells. Look, the beach is all clear. The water has gone away. Let's frolic down a little further into the ocean. This is amazing. And of course, what they don't know is a giant, you know, 2 mile long tsunami is approaching. But they're just clueless. They just don't know. Because they don't listen to this podcast. They don't listen to alternative media. They don't know. And you and I, all of us, are, you know, living among those people. We are, in essence, surrounded by oblivious people who are going to be utterly destroyed. And even when it comes to them starving to death, they will still ask the question, what's the end game? Or like, why is this happening? Why is there no food? There's no food because they're trying to kill you. Understand? There's no money because they're trying to make you impoverished. Do you get it? The end game should be obvious at this point. And anyone who doesn't know it, I mean, what can you say? For all these years, anybody could have gone into a web browser and typed in, you know, Infowars.com. Or they could have typed in naturalnews.com or Brighteon.com or whatever. Every single person in America had the same opportunity to learn the truth that you know and that I know, but they chose not to, and now they're shocked and surprised and about to be killed. And even when they breathe their last dying breath as the globalists take them out, they will still never know what happened. They will be oblivious to their death. That's some sad, sad irony right there. Won't even know what's killing them. And if you're wondering what's ironic about that, I sort of implied that. What's ironic about that is a lot of these people want to kill you and me because they don't like Christians to exist, or they don't like, you know, so-called conservatives or whatever, gun owners or Trump supporters or whatever. They want to kill us, but they are actually killing themselves. So there's the irony. And as these masses die across America and around the world, as billions die, the media will cover up the truth. They will always cover it up. YouTube just announced some new, you know, medical misinformation censorship policies to make sure that not one little fleck of truth gets out. Can't let any truth get out at all. So if you want the truth, obviously, you know, watch videos at Brighteon. All right, point number five. It's now obvious that the 2020 election was stolen and that the Biden regime completely ignores whatever court rulings it doesn't like. For example, student loans. You know, the Supreme Court ruled against the Biden regime saying you can't just forgive all these student loans because then the taxpayers have to pay for all these student loans of these people. Well, what about those who paid back their student loans, right? Well, Biden has just announced he's going to just eliminate $39 billion in student loans. He basically just said, you know, screw the Supreme Court. We're going to ignore whatever rulings we don't like. Which is exactly what a lawless regime would do. That's what you would expect them to do. They are lawless and they are an authoritarian regime run by criminals who apparently are completely immune to prosecution, because if you're a Democrat, there's no crime too extreme for you to commit that would actually get you prosecuted. You can apparently do anything. You can accept bribes. You can engage in rape and child trafficking, fraud, treason, anything. You can have people, you know, assassinated, like the Clinton body bags or body count. If you're a Democrat, you get away with everything. I mean, if you're a Democrat with sufficient power. If you're a Republican, you're criminalized for sending mean tweets. Mean tweets is a felony. But if you're a Democrat, having people assassinated like Vince Foster, oh, there's nothing to see here. He must have just shot himself in the forest and wrapped himself in a roll of carpet and rolled down the hill. That must be. All right, point number six. You notice how the false flag operations that are being waged against the American people are getting kind of sloppy and obvious, like the Lahaina fires. It's so obvious that it's a false flag operation, and it's waking up a lot of people to ask questions. In this case, a lot of Hawaiians. I'm getting calls from people in Hawaii. I'm getting some intel from some folks. May have a guest or two on about that. People are seeing it. They're like, yeah, look, the locals all conspired to maximize the number of children who burned to death. The whole thing was orchestrated. It's all true. There's someone running for political office there in Hawaii that we may have on that's confirming all of this locally. But the false flag operations are getting really sloppy. That's because the government being so authoritarian and drunk on power, well, they're getting sloppy and they're full of incompetent morons because, of course, they never advance people based on merit or, you know, capabilities or intelligence. They advance people based on their virtue signaling. And that's how they get the most incompetent lunatics at the top. You know, you can advance in the Biden administration if you're a man just by, you know, wearing a wig and a push-up bra and high heels and saying you're a woman. Oh, suddenly you got the job. Even if you have no qualifications whatsoever, you get the job because you claim to be a tranny. And through this method and other similar methods, this is how the most incompetent people rise to the top of the tyranny. Point number seven, pedophilia is now embraced by Democrats and the left. They even oppose films and articles that expose the pedophiles and child trafficking. There's a story that just came out about a German public radio channel that's promoting sympathy for pedophiles. By the way, I mean, everywhere you look across the left, they're talking about how they think pedophilia is such an awesome thing, and they think, what do they call it? MAP, M-A-P. What is that? Minor Attracted Persons. They think that's a great thing. They think that, like, a 40-year-old man should be able to have a sexual relationship with, like, an 11-year-old boy, and then that's totally normal. Because that's the way they think. Because they're pedophiles. Because they're sick, twisted, demonic pedophiles. And child rapists and child mutilators. This is who the Democrats are. And they're no longer even trying to hide it. That's what's so shocking about it. But the rest of America is fed up with that. You know, the rest of America is like, hey, stop assaulting our children, for God's sake. What is wrong with you sick, twisted, demonic morons? And you're seeing more and more of a backlash. But this is reaching a breaking point, probably by design. Number 8, the climate cult has expanded into a globally shared mental illness. And the tide's turning on it. I mean, it's so obvious that the climate cultists are just mentally ill, insane people who share this delusion. Like, they think the Statue of Liberty is underwater. They do. They think New York City has already been inundated by like 40 feet of water. Because that's what's been shown to them on the news. They think that polar bears can't swim. I mean, these are idiots, man. It is brainwashed, lunatic, mentally ill lunatics. Polar bears can't swim. It's like the best swimmers on the planet. I mean, other than, you know, dolphins and actual sea creatures. I mean, I should say polar bears are some of the best land-based swimmers on the planet. I mean, you know, they live on land, but they can swim like crazy. Polar bears can't swim. And they think carbon dioxide is a pollutant. I mean, you just talk about, it's a mental illness of twisting reality to the point where, you know, the climate cultists have children all in a frenzy, like terrified that they're going to die and they're going to roast and boil if people don't stop driving, you know, SUVs and combustion engine vehicles and so on. And it is some kind of sick, twisted, you know, psychological operation, a terrorism campaign targeting children, propaganda. And ultimately, the end game of that is all about, of course, depopulation. It's all about ending human activity by ending humans. And again, yeah, people are fed up with this. It's like, oh, you want to tear down our entire energy infrastructure? You want us to have no electricity, no gasoline, no vehicles, no transportation, no air conditioning? What? No hot water heaters? We can't flush our toilets? What are we supposed to do? Sit there on hot summer days, sweating and crapping in buckets in the living room? Because that's the life that Democrats want you to have. Well, actually, they want you dead, but until you're dead, they want you to have no conveniences of modern society. No electricity for you. It's bad for the planet. Here, have a bucket. And what is that? Oh, it's a window. You can open the window when you want air conditioning. Live in a mud hut and eat the bugs. This is what they want. And you got to be mentally ill to go along with this lunacy. How stupid does a person have to be to go along with this? Yeah, eating the bugs is good. Having no energy. Yeah, okay, you want to go live in a mud hut? Yeah, go for it. That's your choice. You can eat grubs and larva and whatever, but that's not the life I choose. Thank you. All right, point number 9 in this, the development of depopulation bioweapons continues to be funded by the U.S. government. It's true. You know, they never stopped funding the weapons. The DOD is the originator of SARS-CoV-2, which had, you know, gain of function added in Wuhan, China, and then was released upon the world as a spike protein, essentially a chemical weapon, dropped on cities, and then they put weapons into the vaccines, spike protein weapons and mRNA, in order to have a self-replicating depopulation bioweapon. And they're still making them. They're still building these. And they're trying to push annual, you know, depopulation shots now. You know, for those people who are, again, brainwashed enough to line up and take an annual shot that's designed to actually remove them from the planet. And there are people still lining up and taking these jabs. And, you know, well, fewer and fewer of them each day, it turns out. But lots of them still willing to commit vaccine-assisted suicide because they somehow, they still believe in, you know, authority. Oh, the CDC, they love us so much. They care about us. The FDA is looking out for our best interests. Oh, the government is just caring for us. They just want the best for us. Who's dumb enough to believe that? I mean, I guess it's a rhetorical question because there are some people who are dumb enough to believe that. But again, they're not doing too well. And they're about to be financially zeroed out, by the way. And they're about to be exterminated from the planet. I mean, they're going to have no food. They're going to have no money. Their health is all wrecked from the spike protein jabs. These people are goners, man. I'm sorry to say, because we tried to save as many as we could, and we did save a lot. We connected with a lot of people, got a lot of people informed, people who are healthy and awake and alive right now, perhaps you listening to this, but there's a lot of people out there who never embraced the truth, and they still believe the lies, and they're going to go down with the ship. I mean, they're going to be 6 feet under and still not know that the government killed them. With bioweapons, man, that are labeled vaccines. People still don't get it. You know, I've noticed a pattern over the years. The most brainwashed profession in America is not actually a doctor. It's a pharmacist. For whatever reason, pharmacists are the most brainwashed people. They spend their lives studying, obviously, you know, medication, pharmacology. And in order to pass those classes, they have to believe everything they're being told. They have to believe that there's no such thing as natural medicine. They have to believe that nutrition doesn't matter, that only synthetic molecules can alter human physiology, and that all of Big Pharma's synthetic molecules are therapeutic and never harm or cause damage in anyone, and that anything the drug companies come along and tell you to inject, even if it's experimental and not proven and not backed by long-term clinical trials or any real safety data, well, they think that you should be injected with that as well, and they agree to do so. And so not only are pharmacists, by the way, the most brainwashed profession in America, they're also in real short supply. You know why? Because they keep killing themselves with the jabs and the medications, because they use the poisons that they dish out to everybody else, and then they end up dying. That's why there are never enough pharmacists around, because they committed pharmacology suicide. And what's funny is they will never take ivermectin, even though ivermectin should be consistent with what they're taught. You know, here's a molecule, it's actually backed by science, and it halts all these infections and diseases. I mean, it's like the perfect treatment based on germ theory. You'd think pharmacists would be all over ivermectin, but no, because they're told that ivermectin cannot be used for COVID. They are obedient. Their obedience overrides their training or their logic or their reason. So they won't, a lot of pharmacists won't even fill ivermectin prescriptions. Did you know that? Even if it's prescribed by a doctor, the pharmacist will say, well, I'm not going to do that. But they'll gladly fill, like, abortion pill prescriptions. You know, killing babies is all good, but, you know, saving senior citizens, oh, no, that's not allowed. You know, we're a pharmacy, for God's sake. You know, well, they wouldn't even say God. Pharmacies are like Satan's combat outposts in the 3D world. It's like, this is where we're going to put the satanic energy and have demon molecules that destroy everybody's lives and will convince them to line up and go through the drive-thru and take all these poisons that kill them and cause infertility and birth defects and all kinds of other diseases and suffering and whatever. Pharmacies, just are the source of tremendous human suffering and death. And that's, you know, it's very sad, it's very unfortunate, because there are some molecules from the world of pharmacology that do have some therapeutic value, like ivermectin, like I just said. You know, and when people eat enough trans Skittles and they get type 2 diabetes, they're going to need insulin, right? So they probably need to go to the pharmacy and get the insulin. Or they could change their eating habits and maybe not need insulin. But for those who do, you know, the pharmacy's there. And sometimes, you know, antibiotics have a role. Sometimes painkillers have a role, have a legitimate role, you know, especially for even combat vets, people who've been, you know, wounded in service to their country. So, you know, I'm not saying that all medications are bad. It's just that there's no distinction between those that might be helpful versus those that are literally killing people. You know, like statin drugs, for example, and all these blood pressure drugs and all these diabetes drugs and you know, the Alzheimer's drugs that don't work and the osteoporosis drugs that don't work, just on and on and on. And what about these weight loss drugs? We're hearing about all kinds of horrific side effects of these weight loss drugs, like people's faces aging 10 years in just a few weeks. It's like, hey there, Hal. What? Did you come back from a time machine? Like, what happened to your face? Oh, I'm on a weight loss drug. Well, you do look thin. You look thin and old as shit. What happened to you, man? And then some of the weight loss drugs make you just vomit forever. You know, well, there's a weight loss strategy. This is affecting a lot of women. These new popular weight loss drugs, I forgot the names. But apparently you take them for a year, and then you just start vomiting for years after that. And sure enough, you lose weight because it just destroys normal digestion. Your stomach can't function anymore. You can't even eat a normal meal without just barfing it right back up. It's like medication-induced bulimia or something. I mean, I guess it went from a mental illness to now a pharmacological illness. It just destroys people's lives. And I don't get it, but something about the baby boomer generation also in this country, they really love medications, man. They're just all into pharmacology. Like, there's a chemical for this and a chemical for that. And whatever's wrong with them, they think they need to see a doctor to give them a chemical for it. How come they don't think, I mean, the most obvious thing is, hey, are you eating something that's making you feel bad? Are you nutrient deficient? Are you using, you know, products on your skin that are making you ill? Do you have pollutants in the indoor air in your home or maybe workplace exposure? I mean, have you ever thought about the fact that you're living a toxic life and maybe you need to change that first? Maybe you need better nutrition. Maybe you need to stop eating chicken McNuggets every day. Like, how come that thought never occurs to people? It's like people start getting a pain here or there, and instead of dealing with the pain, like let's say they have knee pain, you know, a lot of times knee pain is due to muscle tension on your legs and thighs. And you know what the best thing for that is? Body rolling. Body rolling. Just go out and get yourself a roller. I've been body rolling for years, and it solves so many things. I don't have knee pain. I don't have hip pain. I don't have pelvic pain. Body rolling. You roll both sides. You roll that IT band, you know, and you wiggle back and forth on your body roller. You do it daily, man. And it also makes your shoulders strong and it makes your abdomen stronger and everything. Works all your torso muscles doing all the body rolling. I should probably talk about this more, frankly, because it's so therapeutic. But I'm pretty sure if I wasn't body rolling, I'd have a lot more aches and pains. And, you know, people tend to, they get the aches and pains and they just want to go to a surgeon. Like, oh, you fix it. You know, here, why don't you cut open this joint and, like, do something with a scalpel and make the pain go away? And it never does. It just makes it hurt more. It's like now you're cutting blood vessels and nerves and tissue. Then you got to heal from that, which takes 6 months. And then the surgery probably failed anyway. Didn't solve anything most of the time. Folks, you got to start with the less invasive techniques first. do the physical fitness, like I said, body rolling, simple stretching, you know, do the nutrition, improve your diet, drink more water, you know, eat some superfoods. There's so many things that you can do that do not involve scalpels or medications that are low risk and high success rates. And even if they don't work in one particular case, you don't have a scar. You know, you haven't sliced something up. Even if it doesn't work, you haven't done something irreversible. And so why not try the low risk things first? And they're also mostly free, and they require no copayment at the doctor's office or, you know, appointments or scheduling or all that nonsense garbage. I mean, I did go to a doctor recently to look at my finger, you know, because I almost severed my finger, as you know. I talked about this. And so I went in, like, I don't know, was it like 5 weeks after I had the accident? And I went in and had him take a look at it. Just, I don't know. I just, he was a hand specialist. And I thought, you know, why not have a hand specialist just take a look and, you know, tell me what he thinks about the healing process. And you know, he was really impressed and pretty much blown away when I showed him the photos of what had happened. And he looked at the healing, you know, he was working my finger, and he was like, does this hurt? You know, pulling it to the side. Does that hurt? No. You don't have any pain? No. Really? You don't have any pain? No. He's like taken aback. He's like, I can't prescribe this guy anything, you know. You don't want any painkillers? No. No, thank you. It's so funny to go see a doctor and tell them you don't need anything. And you know, at the end, he's like, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. And you know, just keep on with the physical therapy and the joint mobility exercises and everything, which is what I've been doing. That was the only time I saw a doctor, I think in, I can't even think, 10 years plus. I don't know how long it's been since I saw a doctor. Why would I? You know, people lose their minds. I know I'm getting off track here, but people lose their minds. Oh my God, you got to see a doctor. You got to have them shove a camera up your rectum every year and take a look. Make sure everything's good. No, I don't. No, I don't. I do not need that. Because I'm not living on Pop-Tarts and Big Macs here, folks. You know, I'm drinking aloe vera gel and turmeric and anti-cancer nutrients and superfoods and spirulina and flax seeds and whatever else. I don't need a bunch of doctors shoving cameras up my rectum and telling me what they see. Not interested. Don't need it. It's pointless. And they might actually infect you with a superbug. And then you'd have to break out, you know, or in my case, I'd have to break out the chlorine dioxide to deal with the superbug because the doctors don't know how to treat superbugs. I mean, talk about totally incompetent professionals most of the time. It's unreal, man. They kill people with superbug infections and don't even know how to treat them. I mean, you're more likely to get sick and infected and die in a hospital than anywhere else. And then when they have you captured there, they won't let you take ivermectin or chlorine dioxide or even bring in healthy food. They're going to feed you their crappy hospital food that just makes you sick. You know that if you've been with anybody in a hospital recently. What is that stuff they're serving people? It's like institutional food. You would have healthier choices at a Golden Corral buffet. I've been teaching natural health principles for 20 plus years. And year after year, everything that I learn reinforces what I've been teaching from day one. That Western pharmaceutical medicine is a nightmare of death and suffering and greed, corporate greed and profiteering. And if you want to know what keeps you healthy, it's the things that traditional doctors do not offer and are not taught. Not saying they don't have a role in trauma, you know, in surgery after accidents and gunshots and stab wounds and things like that, because they do. But if you want to be healthy, a regular doctor, not going to help you. Now, maybe complementary medicine doctors, alternative medicine doctors, naturopaths, they will help you. But Regular doctors not going to help you unless you're dealing with severe trauma, in which case they're very good. You know, I'm thankful for the ER docs that can put people back together. In fact, I have something kind of shocking and sad to share with you. A friend of mine was just stabbed 10 times in Los Angeles, on the streets of Los Angeles. And this man's name is Christian Michaels. And he was stabbed by a meth addict when he was trying to stop violence and break up a fight. And this attacker was high on meth. And this guy pulled out a knife and he stabbed, again, a friend of my friend. He stabbed Christian Michaels 10 times in his face, his neck, his back, his arms. He's in the hospital. I've got photos in front of me right now. He's got some pretty deep stab wounds, but they did not sever his carotid artery. I mean, he's going to live, but he's got a lot of healing to go through. And this man, he's a body worker and a healer. You know, he works with people with hands-on healing in LA, and you know, he's a good person who didn't deserve this. And if you feel compelled to check out his story and maybe offer him a little donation, he's got a GoFundMe campaign set up. If you go to GoFundMe.com and you can search for his name, Christian Michaels. And let's see, help Christian multiple stabs, support family. I guess that's kind of the headline of the GoFundMe page. Check it out if that's something that you feel resonates with you, if you want to pay it forward and help someone. I made a donation earlier today to another individual, by the way, a pretty substantial donation in cryptocurrency using Privacy Crypto. I made a donation in Monero, not to Christian here. I donated to someone else who deserves our support, and I just donated in Monero. But if you feel compelled, check this out at GoFundMe.com. Again, his name is Christian Michaels. And the photos I'm looking at are pretty bad. He got cut up quite a lot, but did not have nerves damaged. You know, I mean, not spinal cord or anything like that, but he was stabbed in the face and under his chin. And he got lucky, basically. It could have been fatal, but it wasn't. So this is just an example of what's going on in our world today. You can be a completely innocent person trying to help somebody, trying to stop violence. In this case, in the streets of LA, and then some crazy addict with a knife just comes up, just starts stabbing you multiple times. And, you know, this is why I would not live in LA, because I carry a firearm and a knife and extra magazines, and I have my combat dog with me at all times anyway, so some idiot dumb enough to start trying to stab me, let's see, they're going to get stabbed back, they're going to get shot, they're going to get bit, they're going to get limbs ripped off, and then they're going to get stabbed again, and shot again, and then I'm going to reload, and so on and so forth. I mean, you don't try that kind of thing in Texas, because half the population's carrying firearms for all the right reasons, because we don't put up with that crap. And I, you know, in LA, they won't let anybody carry firearms for self-defense. And at the same time, they don't stop. The authorities don't stop all the crazies and all the addicts and the violence and the criminals on the streets. I mean, they're just running loose. You know, Los Angeles is a collapsed city. Get out of there, folks. Get out of there. While you can, if you can, get out. It's not a safe place to be. Just another example of that. This is part of the insanity that I'm seeing. More and more people being injured, being attacked. It's just violence, even violence against female police officers as well. I saw a video today of a female cop. I'm not going to play it, but she was, a guy rushed her and beat her with a hammer. And she just didn't shoot fast enough. And it's a lesson right there, and being able to deploy your firearm and pull the trigger in, you know, no more than about 1.5 seconds, ideally, because even that's a long time. You need to be able to pull and shoot within, you know, frankly, 1 second, 1.2 is better. That's what we all train to do. You know, you get your first round off in about 1 second. It may not be the most accurate round, but it's a round. You know, if someone's real close coming in, you don't have to aim it that well. You don't have to like point the gun all the way out. You don't have to extend your arms. You can pull the gun right up in your armpit, you know, and someone's coming up on you, that their torso is attacking you. You can blambity blam a couple of rounds right into their rib cage, even if they are swinging a hammer. And, you know, I'm sorry to be so graphic, but this is what American cities have become now under the tyranny of Democrats. Lawless zones of extreme violence, you know, drug addicted zombie lunatics, knife wielding, machete wielding, whatever. Man, I wouldn't be anywhere in an American city without a firearm. That's why I get invited to speak in LA pretty frequently, or other cities. I'm like, no, I'm not going there. Are you kidding me? If I can't bring my firearm with me, I'm not going. I'm not going to walk around the streets of some dangerous city like that tour we were talking about earlier. That's kind of interesting. I'm not going on that tour. Not without armed security, you know what I mean? Man, I tell you, I pity the fool that attacks a guy like me with a security dog. With the Belgian Malinois. Belgian Malinois dogs have been described as German Shepherds on steroids. And I've seen what my Belgian Malinois does to those ring toys. Man, if he gets a hold of your butt cheek, you're never going to wear shorts again. I'll give you that much. But you only need half the short. It'll be short singular rather than shorts plural. It's like, what happened to your short? Where's the other half? Oh, my ass is missing. I don't need the other half. Okay. All right. In fact, somehow I made it to number 10, but I'm going to tease you on that. I'm not even going to mention number 10 here. I'm going to put it in the article on naturalnews.com just in the interest of wrapping this up in terms of time. But it's 10 signs that things in America have reached a breaking point, and I've covered 9 plus some bonus material there along the way, a little rant about, you know, pharmacology. Check out naturalnews.com for the full article if you want to see the 10th one. And in the meantime, what can I say? We're living in a very dangerous time, the dangerous downfall of this country. We're going to see more violence. We're going to see more desperation. We're going to see more, you know, carjackings and lootings and all kinds of things. And I'm sorry to bring you this news. It's just the truth. We got to have self-defense. If you don't yet have a firearm, and you want a really nice custom firearm, by the way, let me take a look at this one here again. The Glock 43X is a really nice model from ShieldArms.com, because Shield Arms makes these magazines that hold 15 rounds. There it is, 15. I can't believe that there's 15 rounds in this firearm. That just doesn't seem possible to me, but it is. So this is my favorite now. That I carry, the Glock 43X, ShieldArms.com. They give you 10% off everything there if you use discount code RANGER, by the way. Everything. You can save 10% off the mags, too. And that's what made this company famous. They've shipped like a million magazines because they hold 15 rounds. And where Glock, the Glock mags only hold 10. Like, why wouldn't you want 15? You know, zombie meth head, you know, knife-wielding guy, he may not be stopped by 10 rounds. You might need 11. Or 12, or 12 plus a dog, you know, or who knows what you might need. You might need a spare mag. You might need to reload. But get yourself squared away on self-defense. Make sure that you're capable, you're functional, you've got the skill set, you've got the training. Practice safety, but also practice effectiveness. And thank you for listening today. The interview coming up now is with Pastor Leon Benjamin. I think you'll really enjoy this interview, and that'll probably give you a little bit brighter outlook than what I just presented here, which I know is pretty doom and gloom, pretty dark episode today. But Pastor Benjamin will give us more of a bright side. So I'll leave you with that, and wish you well. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
All right, I want to welcome everyone to Beeler News podcast. And this is a very special presentation and program, because we actually have the founder of Brighteon TV with us, Mike Adams. And we are delighted and definitely excited to have him with us and to be on our show, per se, with Be Alert News and Be Alert News, Be Alert Podcast, to talk about what is really happening in social media, what's happening in all the different platforms, and why Brighteon is now coming on the scene, I believe, emerging to be the one of the most relevant platforms that are here today. And so we have Mike Adams. If Mike Adams is there, would love to have him jump on. But I'm telling you, this is just an amazing time. God bless you, sir. This is a special broadcast.
Well, God bless you, Leon. Thank you for having me on. The last time we were in person, I think, was in, at the Clay Clark event, wasn't it?
Yeah, at the Reawaken Tour. We were there together to reawaken. And as you know, Clay Clark and a lot of the Patriots are on Brighteon, and we're just telling it like, as I say in the country, telling it like it is.
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly.
And the truth is right now probably so important that people are understanding now that everything you see is not what you think is really going on. It's not reality.
Isn't that the truth?
And why Brighteon TV. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on. I want to talk about, first and foremost, the mission of Brighteon and why faith is a part of that. Because I know with myself being on there and many other people who believe in God, why faith is important to Brighteon. And then the third thing is why is the expansion so more important now? We don't want to shrink. We want to get bigger and stronger. And wider and deeper and higher, so that this platform of truth and relevancy of again the American dream, the American way, but it goes even beyond that. It's global. So
absolutely, I
mean, what's in it for Brighteon right now? Why right now? And where's Brighteon going?
Well, we are 100% mission driven in this, and just so people understand the structure of Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv, you know, we launched Brighteon.com first. That's kind of like the YouTube version for free speech. And then because we built that technology ourselves, you know, we don't host anything on Amazon. We don't use anybody else's servers. We have our own physical servers. You know, we put millions of dollars into this, and that's money that came from my online store, essentially healthrangerstore.com. And so we invested in building this platform. And because we had the technology, one day, Bob Denny and Bob Sisson and some others came to me and said, look, you know, why don't we also allow hosts to just stream live and do kind of like a live broadcast version of this? And, you know, I thought it was a great idea. And Alan Keyes as well. And we sat down and had dinner one day and it's like, okay, let's do it. And I didn't know, how is it going to be funded? You know, who's going to pay for it? You know, it turns out we're going to pay for it. And then that's what we've been doing that ever since. But it's okay. I mean, we don't have an IPO or special investors. We don't have, you know, any investors, venture capital, none of that stuff. So our goal is to provide a platform where people can speak freely and not be censored. And you know, Leon, like I've never ever called you or emailed you and asked you what to say or what not to say, right? That's never happened. It's never happened with any host. You're free to speak. Yes. And we foot the bill and we try to just break even. That's our goal. And I don't know, we might be close to that at this point, but we want to provide a platform for people to tell the truth where it's uncensored. And it's also faith-based. And that's why we have the Sunday shows in particular that are faith-based, because we know that the answer to what ails our society right now, the answers are going to come with God's help and no other way. I mean, there's not a political solution right now. There's a faith solution. So that's the anchor to what we do.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of things that are going on right now. Of course, you know, with the Trump indictment, it seems that right now the media is spinning it in such a way that anyone that's connected to him, oh, beware.
Right.
You know, it's almost like a they call it a banana republic, where you're using the justice system to go after people. And in this case, particularly a political candidate who's actually running a political campaign against the one who's seated in the White House.
Yeah, that's right.
Is this a coincidence? I mean, every month the count is 5 months, 5 indictments. And do you think we need a platform that can kind of break down and give a perspective that is really truthful and honest, so that people can make up their own minds as far as what's going on? I think Brighteon is that type of platform. Why did you pick the platform to be like you said? I've gotten a call from you saying, "Hey, Leon, I need you to talk about, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." You know what I mean? I haven't received any calls, but the stuff like this is going on right now. The Trump indictments, of course, the elections coming up, but then the border crisis. I mean, there's so many things going on. Why did you choose not to, again, tell people what to say?
Well, you know, philosophically, of course, I believe in the existence of human consciousness and self-determination. And I believe in decentralized society. And, you know, censorship and control is a centralization of power in the hands of the few. And I am so strongly opposed to that. That, in fact, over the last 6 months, Leon, I've been working with various technology providers to make even our current structure obsolete. And this is big news. I'm going to break it on your show here. This is huge. Every platform that has a central owner or a central control figure, and you know, right now I'm the central control figure over Brighteon. It's just that I don't believe in micromanaging people. But the fact that the structure exists that way is, in my opinion, not good in the long run. We don't want to have a Twitter where Elon Musk is in control over everyone's speech. We don't want to have a YouTube where one CEO is in control. Nor do we want to have Brighteon where one person, even if it's myself, is in control. What we want is a decentralized system for the distribution of content and information that cannot be censored, not even by the person who built it. And I found some technologies that can achieve this. And we are working with these technology providers. And one of them, by the way, is called Qortal, Qortal. Mm-hmm. And we have actually funded and built a Qortal version of Brighteon. It's called QBrighteon that is up and running right now inside the Qortal system. It's Qortal.org for anybody who wants to download it. It's peer-to-peer, yeah. It's decentralized, and currently two channels on Brighteon are going through that system. That doesn't yet carry Brighteon.tv, but it will soon. The second system that we found that does this is called Bastion, Bastyon. And if you go to bastion.com and you can download their app, it looks like Twitter or X as it's called now, but it's not. It's decentralized. Even the people who built it can't control it and they can't censor anybody. Leon, I assure you, our goal and what we're working on right now is to rebuild Brighteon and Brighteon TV into a decentralized system, so that even beyond myself or any other one person or owner, the system has a life of its own and the participants cannot be censored. Now, there are some downsides to that as well. It means that somebody could come on the system and you know, go crazy and start spouting even Satanism. We couldn't censor them, but every end user can. The end user can block the channels they don't like. But I do want to be clear that freedom of speech in this decentralized structure, it also does allow bad actors to come in and do things that they want to destroy with. So that's part, it goes with it, sadly.
Well, I think that's very important, because where we're headed into the future, and touching on, I know you touched a little bit about your faith. You know, myself, I had a great experience, but it was traumatic. You know, when I came to faith, and in my case, in the Lord Jesus Christ, I was in the middle of a war, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, And I was attached to an aircraft carrier. We worked on the fighter jets and so forth and did systems, you know, electronic systems. And that was my job.
Well, I didn't know that about you, Leon. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was my job in the military. But at the same time, I was having a heart experience.
Wow.
In the middle of a war. So I look back now, 30-some years, you know, ago, up to date, that it was a war not just for a country, you know, whether it be Kuwait or whatever countries were being impacted at that time. It was a war for a soul. And in this case, my soul.
Okay. Yes.
And I feel like when I'm on Brighteon, we're in the middle of several different wars going on. And God is after, of course, delineating, being able to give people right information to make right decisions, right? But then at the same time, it's trying to win over the minds of people to know that there is still hope, there is still faith, there is still justice, there is still righteousness. And these are, for me, when I'm on Brighteon, I'm talking in multiple dimensions. I'm talking about what things we need to do, but I'm also going after somebody's soul.
Yes.
I'm going after the minds so that they can feel like, okay, I'm empowered now. I can make an intelligent decision about my family, about my money, about my career, about my health. I mean, you know, I call you the health ranger on my show sometimes. You know?
Yes.
I say Mike Adams, the health ranger. I mean, these are things that I think, you know, people need to be aware of, that we got to make good decisions now. Why is it, what is it about your faith right now? Because you're delving into, again, decentralization of power. Oh, my God. You don't want the communists to get a hold of this because they hate decentralization. What is it about your faith right now?
Well, let me actually share a personal experience that I was just talking about this. I was on Alex Jones' show live talking about this. I want to share it with you because there's a very strong faith element in this. And about 3 months ago, I suffered a very severe personal injury, and I almost severed this finger. I almost lost the finger. And looking at it now, you couldn't possibly believe that that was the case, that I almost lost it. And I've got the photos of all the blood and all the damage and the giant gap and nerve damage, you know, severed the nerves, severed the lateral ligaments, didn't break the bone, amazingly, but it ripped the skin. I lost feeling in my fingertip and so on. And, you know, it was bleeding everywhere for a while. And I decided that I was not going to go to the emergency room because nothing was broken. And I didn't think, in my own personal experience, I didn't think that that was going to help me. I knew that I had the knowledge and the faith to be able to heal. And so I began on a course, a healing journey. And, you know, I use nutrition like this. This is like my smoothie today. You know, it's got turmeric in it. That's why it's kind of orange looking. It's got avocados and flax seeds and anthocyanins, all kinds of things that I teach about in terms of nutrition. But I've been adding lion's mane mushroom, which is a type of, I mean, look, this is natural medicine provided by God, expressed through Mother Nature, that helps your body rebuild nerves. Most people don't know that. But I now have at home, I grow lion's mane mushroom. I found a source, I got it, and I grow it. I grow it and harvest it and I blend it. Okay, so I've been drinking lion's mane now for 3 months, and I've been praying. This was a critical part of this. I prayed to God to restore, you know, my finger and the healing, because I couldn't even shoot a firearm at first because, you know, this is the trigger finger right here.
Wow.
And
yes,
within, and the doctors just couldn't believe this, but within, it was between 8 and 9 weeks with the help of prayer and lion's mane and Mother Nature nutrition, I regrew the nerves, Leon, and I now have almost double the sensitivity on this fingertip. It's twice as sensitive. Like if I just feel my face with my other finger versus the finger that I regrew the nerves, it's twice as much. The texture, the sensitivity, I feel like I could read Braille. It grew back like young, fresh nerves.
Wow.
And the blood vessels and the skin. And then since I didn't go to the hospital, I didn't get any stitches. There's no real scarring. There's a little bit, but you can't see it. I don't know if you can. You can almost, there's almost no scarring. This would not have been possible if I had put my faith in pharmaceuticals and Western medicine. And I'm not saying that Western medicine doesn't have a role, because it does. If you have a severe injury and you need emergency care, you should probably go do that. I'm not trying to dissuade anybody from going to the ER, you know, if you broke a bone or something, right? I'm just saying that in my decision, I knew that I could do this with the help of God and molecules from Mother Nature, natural medicine. And that's exactly what I did. And now it's been 3 months and I've got almost 100% back. I do Rubik's cubing. I do speed cubing. Oops. I use my fingers for all the, you know, cube solving here, and I can shoot firearms again. I can type and everything. And if I did not have that faith in God and nature and nutrition, I don't think I would have had this finger back. So
yeah, you know, I'm from the old school Saints. We would say something like, "To God be the glory."
Yes,
you know. And that's what it's really all about. All the glory, all the praise goes to God, and your faith now becomes magnified and also manifested in the earth. Because some people are real spooky, you know, and the faith stays somewhere up in the clouds and nobody gets a chance to see what really happened in the process of the healing or the miracle or whatever it is. Even we're dealing with casting out demons. That's a whole nother subject. But I'm saying that's real. And that's what I say gives praise to God.
Right.
The word is hallelujah. Now, writing on store, and I'm going to put something up, you know, because I know we're recording right now, but I'm going to put it up and it's going to be on there. But why did you create writing on store? Because right now, anyone that goes, puts in the code be alert, they get a discount at writing on. BrighteonStore.com. What was the necessity of putting that store together? Because it has a variety of products, a range of stuff. But now those that are what we call platform contributors, those are the contributors to Brighteon, can now promote Brighteon through the store.
That's right.
Was that the original idea, BrighteonStore.com? Because you got like a variety of products. Can you talk about some of the things that are on Brighteon Store?
Yeah.
Again, like I said, anyone that goes there now, BrighteonStore.com, put in the code Be Alert, you'll get a discount. Okay. But what was the purpose and why all those variety of products?
Well, I've got it up on my screen. I'm going to show people, but let me just ask you to clarify the code Be Alert. Is that all spelled out like it sounds? B-E?
Yeah, B-A-L-E-R-T. Oh, okay.
Just B, the letter B followed by alert. Okay, Be Alert, and that'll give you a discount on the store. But if you go to BrighteonStore.com, you'll see we have hundreds of products that are not only certified organic, but laboratory validated. That's something that's unique to us. We have storable food here, like here's organic kale, cacao nibs, freeze-dried organic bananas. That's brand new, liposomal glutathione. And literally hundreds of products that we have formulated, and we do most of the manufacturing. We do all the testing in our own laboratory here in Central Texas, and we do our own fulfillment. And the reason we started the store in the first place, Leon, is because we wanted clean food and clean supplements, and we couldn't trust what was out there because we kept finding heavy metals in products and glyphosate contamination and aflatoxins, which cause liver damage. You know, there's a lot of aflatoxins in nuts and seeds, for example. And, you know, there was radiation and in some microalgae on the marketplace and things like that. So we built a lab, honestly, a multi-million dollar laboratory facility, which you are welcome to come tour, by the way, if you come.
I'm coming.
Well, come on down. I mean, let me give you a tour of our whole facility so you can see it for yourself.
Yeah.
People are blown away. And I've taken a few people through this, like the resistance chicks have been through the facility. They've seen it all firsthand. And you're welcome here as well. And we'll load you up with some road trip goodies also to take with you. But we have the world's cleanest foods and superfoods and personal care products and home care that we believe in using no artificial fragrances. We have strict requirements for testing of heavy metals and glyphosate. And we're adding atrazine testing as well. That's going live here in the next week. And atrazine is a chemical castrator, by the way. It's also an herbicide. And then we've just invested in new equipment to test for dioxins. This was following the East Palestine train wreck accident, so-called accident, that released a massive amount of dioxins into the atmosphere. And dioxins cause cancer and hormone disruption at very low levels of contamination. And so we spent the money. We've got that equipment. Some of it's arrived. Some of it's on the way. That'll be up and running before the end of this year. So we'll be the only laboratory in the world running dioxin testing on the products we sell. So if you want clean products, there it is, brighttownstore.com. Use discount code B, the letter B, followed by the word alert. And then and then you, Leon, you'll get an affiliate revenue a little bit at no extra cost to the consumer. So the end user pays the exact same price, but it helps support your efforts.
Well, that's the part I like about you. You're just such a giver. And I believe as a man of faith that God is going to reward you in an astronomical way. And I'm not talking about nothing spooky coming out of the thin air, space, and all that kind of stuff. That real tangible reward for you just being a blessing to many of us contributors who are part of Brighteon. Now, I'm gonna say this because this part that we're gonna close with, I want to start talking about time travel. Now, I want you to just hear me out.
Okay. All right. I'm open.
I want you to hear me out. The Lord came from heaven, which is a dimension, of course, that is in the what we call the unseen realm.
And is timeless.
Yes, timeless. So we call it eternity. But it's also a dimension that is unseen, but yet it is just as real as our dimension. We call it the first heavens. There are actually three heavens. First heavens is where Earth is, has the atmosphere. We can see that. We got the second heavens is a dimension that there's another space between space that we say the enemy kind of runs, Satan and his demons and spirits and fallen angels. Then there's the third heaven where we say in the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, the throne where God resides in that place. Time travel then involves being able to go through different openings in those spaces to get to another place. Some people call it bending time, to be able to collapse one time to open up into another time. And I just want to talk about it. How do you feel? Because the Lord is somewhere. I believe he's alive. He got up from the dead, but he's just not here in this dimension, which means that the possibility of even angels, the Bible talks about how they can come here and then go back to where they came from, that we have even entertained angels, it says in the scriptures, unaware that it was actually an angel. How do you feel about Brighteon being able to kind of explore the dimensions of time travel? Because I believe in time travel. I believe we're going to get to a place where we'll be able to see how time bends and opens up into another place.
Well, first of all, I mean, thank you for this fascinating topic. I always love chatting with you about these things. First of all, Brighteon, there's no question that Brighteon was divinely guided. There have been so many times that I've felt compelled to make a decision or to take a leap of faith into even launching the network, frankly, or figuring out how to fund it. But in every case, after taking that leap of faith, then the support materialized. And one of the things that you know with your relationship with Christ and God is that when you express that faith, then God will materialize the things that you need in order to continue on your journey, but you have to express the faith first. You can't say, hey, dear God, give me $1 million and then I'll build the thing that I promised to build. No, God's like, no, no, that doesn't take any faith. That's just called accounting. What you got to do is called faith. You take the leap, you start, and then I will provide, right? So that has happened time and time again with Brighteon. The second thing that I will say is that I know that consciousness, which is our soul connection to God, consciousness is itself timeless. In other words, when we pray, we aren't just praying to affect the present. When you pray, and maybe this is controversial, I don't care. When you pray, you can help heal people in the past and in the future, because prayer goes out across time, just like it goes out across space. You can't say that prayer is limited by space, like, oh, your prayer only has a radius of 100 miles. No, it doesn't work that way. Prayer is everywhere across the planet at all times. You could pray for somebody in orbit, or somebody on Mars. If you knew somebody on Mars, you could pray for them on Mars. There's no limit. And the same thing is true about time. And what a lot of people, this is also fascinating. Did you know that you can pray for yourself in the past or the future? You can pray to heal your past self, to overcome challenges or sins or mistakes. And you can also pray for your future self. And you can pray for your guidance and wisdom in your future. And you can actually bless yourself with God's help at the same time. So if that's called time travel, yeah, so be it. I'm not saying that our physical body is going to maybe go through that portal, but that's not even the most important part of who we are. Our spirit, our soul is the eternal part. And that exists across all time. That's what I believe.
Well, you're hitting something, because even when we're asleep, we can see things. I used to have dreams where I saw myself driving in a neighborhood, and I'm like, why am I driving through this neighborhood? And then this literally happened to me. Almost 5 to 6 years later, I'm now in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm in the neighborhood, but yet in my dreams, I was constantly driving through this neighborhood all the time, almost every night consecutively.
Wow.
For about 2 or 3 weeks. So now I'm in the neighborhood. What I love about you, you're not afraid to delve into some of these things, what we call science. The word science gets the word to know, without contradicting the realities of where we live in. I think now sometimes science tries to disprove that there's even a God.
Oh yeah, sure they do.
You know?
Yeah.
And
no, but the mind, which is, you know, the unconscious part. I shouldn't say the unconscious. The God connected consciousness part of human existence is eternal, and it is not bound by time, and so it's also a receiver. You can receive information from your future self, as you just described. And this is actually very common in dreams. It's very common. And there have been times in my life where I was guided by, in one case, an angelic voice that quite literally saved my life. Told me, commanded me to walk around this tree right after an ice storm, where this tree was just covered with ice. It was on college campus when I was in college. And as I walked around it, at least 1,000-pound branch fell down and crashed right on the sidewalk where I would have been in that moment. A literal voice told me to walk around that. And I felt silly to follow the voice at the time. But I did. I felt silly. I'm like, this is crazy. But I'm just going to, just in case, I'm going to walk around. And otherwise, I would have been probably crushed. So who sent that? You see, maybe it's God himself. Maybe it's an angel. Maybe it's ourselves praying for our past self from a future place, right? I mean, or a combination, all that. But God makes it possible. God created the structure of the cosmos that makes all this possible. And if we stay limited in this construct of thinking that there's only this linear flow of time, and that there's only the physical and there's nothing else in the world, then you live in a very tiny world, a very sad world, in my opinion, if that's all you believe.
Well, I've been enjoying this. I'm going to ask that whatever you need from the people right now as we close out this wonderful interview. Everybody, we've been with Mike Adams. I call him the Health Ranger, founder of Brighteon TV, which is now going in so many different places. It's just amazing. But I want you all to pray for Mike Adams because I believe he is apostolic. When I say apostolic, the word is apostelos. It means special messenger in the Greek. And that means that Jesus was apostolos, or what we call an apostle, just like he chose 12 apostles. Apostle Paul was an apostle. He talked to the apostolos in the book of Revelation, the seven churches of Asia. They're called, another word for apostolos is angel. So sometimes we come like angels, and I believe that you are an angel in this respect, that you're giving out something that's not supposed to be happening right now because everything's supposed to be shut down. We're right. supposed to be following alongside of YouTube and all the other social media giants, but yet there is a bright light. That just hit me. Brighteon. There's a bright light that is shining in the midst of all this darkness. What do you want people? How can they help you? What can they do? How can they support?
Well, but okay. But by the way, since you pointed that out, if we just add a L, it spells Bright Leon, by the way. So that's right. So that's how to spell it in case anybody's wondering. It's like Bright Leon without the L.
Bless you.
Look, I would just say, look, the only reason we're here is because of, you know, divine inspiration and guidance and people contributing their time like you're doing, Leon, and we thank you so much for your time and effort. And you know, we don't sign anybody with payment. We don't have contracts and big payouts, and we don't make any money off this platform. We make a difference. Instead of making money, we make a difference. And if you want to support us, I would say, you know, do what we talked about earlier. Use your coupon code BEALERT at BrightTownStore.com. But also, and you'll help support Leon Benjamin, folks. At the same time, Leon, I really consider in my own personal coverage of things, I consider myself to be a spell breaker. Like my job is to break the sorcery that is cast upon people by the mainstream media and the lies and propaganda and all the deceptions and the Satanism and so on. It's all sorcery. And what I call for is clarity to see what is real. And that means I'm a spell breaker is kind of like, I know I'm known as the Health Ranger, but if I were to have a new name, it would be the spell breaker, right?
And I love it. The spell breaker.
Spell breaker. We're breaking spells everywhere. And
yeah,
we're awakening people to what's really happening. I would ask your audience to also be a spell breaker. If you know somebody in your life that is suffering from the delusion of the lies and the propaganda, or has been talked into getting injected with something that might not be healthy for them, or talked into giving up their liberty or giving up their freedom for some agenda that's probably a false narrative, help break that spell. And the way you can do that is to share information with them, like on this show right here. I mean, that's what you do, Leon. You're also a spell breaker. And the more people we bring to the light of truth, then the brighter future we all have together. End of story. That's it. We can save a lot of people this way. Not everybody, unfortunately, but a lot.
I love it. Look, everyone, you've heard it straight from the horse's mouth, but this time from the spellbreaker.
Mouth.
Yeah, you heard it. Mike Adams, CEO, founder of Brighteon TV, the bright light that is shining in the midst of censorship, of irrelevant information, disinformation, fake news media, and all the things that are trying to disenfranchise many loving, caring citizens of this United States of America and even around the world. So look, I thank you so much, Mike Adams, for being with me today on Be Alert.
And thank you, Leon.
You will be heard on Be Alert podcast, which is Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple podcast. You'll be in about 10 platforms, well, and they'll be hearing this.
And I'm honored, Leon. And let me tell you, I'd love to join you. I love the conversations from the first moment that I met you. I don't know if you remember that very first interview that we had, and it was like we hit it off like actual brothers. Suddenly it just resonated with us for whatever reason. And I don't know if you remember, we were talking about messenger RNA and mRNA. Yes. And I said we need a messenger JC, messenger Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, right? Like we talked about that, and from the very first minute we hit it off. And I've always enjoyed every conversation with you since, and I'd love to join you again. And I'm honored to have you on the platform. And reach out to me anytime if you need something from me that I can do. You let me know, because I'm here to help you get your message across. That's my role in this relationship. So anything you need, let me know.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much. And look, everybody, again, you heard it. Mike Adams, Brighteon. Go to brighteon.tv. A host of wonderful contributors, along with myself, and just go to brighteon.tv. See the schedule. You're going to love every show. Mike Adams is definitely a godsend, a apostolos, an apostle of media. And we thank him. Thank him so much. Look, we'll be back with another great show on Be Alert News and Be Alert Podcast. So God bless you all. Talk to you soon.